You are listening to The Golf Show with Jerry Dulac on ESPN Pittsburgh. The Golf Show with Jerry Dulac is live from the Rochester Inn in the North Hills and is presented by Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile, and Myrtle Beach Golf Holiday. Myrtle Beach, the golf capital of the world. Now your host, Jerry Dulac, on ESPN Pittsburgh at 970 AM and 106.3 FM.
Welcome back to the Rochester Inn on Rochester Road. It's the Golf Show with Jerry Dulac every Thursday night, 7 to 8:30 p.m. right here on ESPN Pittsburgh at 970 a.m., 106.3 FM. We will be back with you again next Thursday night, then, as happened last week. No, not last week, week before. If the Penguins keep winning and they end up with a game on a Thursday night, we might be coming to you on a Wednesday night, but that's okay. I'll let you know. If the schedule is going to change, but we're back in our regular time slot. And my thanks to Jason Day and Jordan Spieth. You heard from Jordan Spieth in the first hour, and Jason Day, of course, joined us as he does, it seems, each year here on the Golf Show. He's a friend of the show, and he actually, I don't want to say asked to come on, but he wasn't, it was mentioned, and he did, and we're always always glad to chat with Jason Day, the number one player in the world. I'm hoping to get Steve Wheatcroft on here in the next half hour. As I mentioned, shortly before we came on the air, he finished his round. He shot 7-under-65. He's tied for the lead at the Wells Fargo Championship at the Quail Hollow Club in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'd send him a text, and hopefully he will get it before we get off the air. And he can join us. Phil Mickelson is there. He's minus three. Rory McIlroy is the defending champ, shot plus one. Ricky Fowler, minus one. I'll run down the scores for you before we get off the air. And hopefully we can chat with Steve Wheatcroft about his fine round today. Jason Becker is the president and founder of Golf Life Navigators, and what his company does, his online service, is if you are looking to retire or relocate to Florida, Golf Life Navigators can find the right club or property or real estate development with the golf course and match you up, kind of like a dating service almost. Almost, they will do that for you, and they do it for free. And he joins us now. And Jason, welcome. Thanks for coming on. The service is really cool because so many people retire or relocate to Florida, and there's so many places to choose from. I don't know the number of the courses or whatnot, but It has to be well over 300, and you help sort that out for the people and match up the best place to whatever it is they're looking for, whether it's income-based or whatever their desires or tastes are.
Yes, that's true, Jerry. And first and foremost, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Very
absolutely
rare that you could follow the number one golfer in the world in an interview.
And number two, Jason.
Yeah,
and number
right,
two.
You're right.
So you won't feel so bad then following them.
No. But you hit it right in the head. There's every day 10,000 people turn 65, and they move to Florida at the pace of about 1,200 a day. Folks come into the state, and there's actually 1,100 golf communities statewide that the consumers have to choose from.
1,100. Can you say communities or courses?
Golf courses and or communities around those courses. So once you cross that state line, there's 1,100. In South Florida alone, we have 371. So, and that's
right,
basically
right.
Sarasota and Palm Beach Gardens, that area south. So, yeah, for the consumer, it's a daunting process to try to figure that out because your only reliance are the internet and friends. And so, when we started our program, we're a group of PGA members that's been down here for number of years, know the area, and more importantly, we know what the consumer is looking for just by asking some questions and listening. And once you get a good understanding of what someone's understanding of a South Florida lifestyle is, it's pretty easy for us. We can get them in the right direction and really expedite the entire process.
Yeah, the whole the thought process behind it, and apparently the execution too, is really unique and interesting. And I think the other key there too, Jason, as you mentioned, is, you know, you don't just have a bunch of guys sitting around deciding which properties to go to. I mean, you, as you mentioned, you have a PGA of America professionals from that area who are Florida based, who know the area, who know the golf courses, who can do the the best job of matching the person or persons to the club.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So if someone gives us a call and we do a brief interview just to get a good feeling of what they're looking for and their criteria and budgetary expectations are, then we can get that person deployed to the right PGA professional in the state. So if they're focused on the Naples market, we would have our PGA professional in that area do the consultation to get a really good understanding of what they're looking for in that particular area. And 9 times out of 10, usually real estate is combined with the search. So we can parlay both of those searches. So we'll then introduce the client to one of our real estate professionals. We can do a separate consultation and really marry those two searches together. So if you're the client, you're getting on a plane, you're coming to Naples, you're going to play 3 or 4 clubs that meet all of your wants, needs, and desires, and you're going to look at 3 or 4 homes before and after the round that do the same. So you've really expedited the entire process, and it's all done via personal communication. No electricity involved. It's all a support system when you get off that airplane.
Yeah, and no fee, right?
That's correct. Nope, no fee for the consumer. We understand the consumer is going to embark on a number of costs just to move to Florida or transition for the winter months. So we didn't want to add one to it. So we set up programs where we can obtain revenues from advertising and whatnot to supplement those costs for the consumer. And that way it's one less thing that they have to worry about during one of the biggest buying chapters of their lives.
Yeah, and I don't want to say, I mean, maybe you do, Jace. I don't know that you have a physical checklist, but there's so many, as you mentioned, there's so many different things that, maybe the people are looking for or that you want to find out from them when you're trying to match them to this club. How often they play, does your wife play or your husband, depending on who it is? Do you play in leagues, whatever the case might be? Is it about social activities? All that stuff plays into it, and that's what you're kind of filtering through to try and help match the people to the club. I love that you called it a personalized auto trader for golfers. I love that expression.
it really is. That's what it's all about. And golf is plentiful. You can look to the left and right and have golf courses to go play and experience. But we know that the biggest factor of all of this is the social aspect and walking right into a like-minded culture of people that find the same things that you do is interesting. So when we dig into the social habits of our clients and understand that, maybe fitness is very important to them or they both are involved in a wine club, that'll help us really get granular with the matchmaking to get them to the right club atmosphere. The golf is just, one step better. So it's the social piece of this is really key. And those are the things that a consumer just can't find online. It's impossible. So our database is very deep. All of our clubs that we work with give us all their clubs within the club, so we have all that information in hand. And, it's for the consumer, you're walking right into a group of people that think the same way you do.
We're talking with Jason Becker. He's the president and founder of Golf Life Navigators. Jace, where did you get the idea that it was something that some bulb go off when you saw something else? How long has the service been in operation?
Well, it started almost 3 years ago. It'll be 3 years in June. I was working on a grad school project, just studying the way the adults think. Focused on the teaching side of the business, but wanted to investigate something else. And I knew that the baby boomers are coming. We have 167 golf courses in Southwest Florida alone. So how are they deciding where they're going to buy? I mean, it's a very big decision. And so I was put in touch with some people from the north that were going to make the Florida transition and interviewed these folks to find that they really didn't have an avenue. And so doing some more research, there was no online platform. All they had to really rely on was the internet in front. So that's kind of where the idea started via these case studies and just called these folks back, ask them some, you know, questions of what they were looking for. And being a PGA professional in the area, I was filtering through all the clubs for them just based on local knowledge. So I was able to determine three or four clubs that they had never heard of before, and that's where the idea really spawned. And it's evolved tremendously in the last 24 months to where we are today.
Yeah, good for you, Jason. You know, it's funny because an idea that basically sounds so simple, and then I'm sure as you got into it, you realize that, you know, hey, there's a market for this, but there's nothing out there. And it like I said, it might seem so simple, yet it's so brilliant, and yet there was this great demand. There was this big black hole that didn't exist for something like that.
Yeah, so you have the traditional way of doing things, and you know that can be difficult to enter people are used to doing one way or another. So there's not a mountain high enough that I can get on top of and tell the public that we are here for them to reach out to us, pick our brains, and we'll be that trusted advisor for them upon arrival. So yeah, it's exciting and sometimes frustrating at the same time because this has never been done before. So we're writing the script of how this will be done in the future. So very, very exciting to be in the front of it. And the hardest part really, Jerry, is just making sure that our staff knows that each client that comes through is they deserve just as much as attention as the other one. We want our clients to feel like they're the only ones we're working with. And when you have a couple thousand people that are coming, it can be tough times behind the scenes. But we have a staff that's very seasoned and well trained in the industry, and they're here for the consumers when they're ready.
Jason, earlier in the show, I had mentioned when I was talking about your service, I had kind of indicated that, I didn't really say that it's not just in Florida, it was other places, but I kind of indicated that it could have been, but you're not. It's solely in Florida, but have you thought about expanding it, or is it expanded beyond the state of Florida?
Yeah, Jerry, we actually are heading out to Phoenix on Monday. To lay the foundation there.
Good for you.
So,
good
yeah,
for you.
We'll be in Phoenix and Scottsdale, and we've already talked to some PGA folks in Palm Springs, California, to open up the operations there. We have the systems in place. All of the foundation and infrastructure is built. It's just a matter of building the teams in these markets. And because anywhere there's a golf saturation of clubs, that's where the model is needed, and
right.
That's where we'll be.
Mm-hmm. Not a big market in Buffalo, I'm going to guess.
No, other than people coming from Buffalo to
right,
Florida.
Right, exactly. I mean, not too many people are moving up that way. They tend to be going the other direction.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Hey Jace, good luck with everything. It's really a unique concept, and good for you, and continued success. Thanks for coming on the show.
I appreciate it, Jerry. And one thing for your listeners, we will be in Pittsburgh for the U.S. Open, actually having a forum at Longview Country Club. So I encourage them to visit our website, golflifenavigators.com, and register for that.
And, Jace, thanks for mentioning that, because I knew that, and I had a note here to ask you about that, and I forgot, so thanks for bringing it up. Hopefully, that's right, because I won't be there. That's the when I can't go, because I'll be at the I'll be actually doing a radio show that night. It's that Wednesday night, correct? Is that what you said?
Correct. Yeah, I'll be at Longview that Wednesday night from 5 to 7, and the seats will fill up fast. We usually sell out of those, and it's a free for the consumer. So if they go onto our website at golflifenavigators.com and click Get Started, go ahead and put Go Pens in the message box, and we'll know exactly who you're coming from, and we'll get you squared away.
There you go. Well, Jace, thanks, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Jerry. I appreciate it.
That's Jason Becker. He is the president and founder of Golf Life Navigators. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with our final segment. It's the Golf Show at Rochester Inn on Rochester Road. You're listening to 970 AM and 106.3 FM ESPN Pittsburgh.
More of the Golf Show with Jerry Dulac, presented by Michelob Ultra. Brewed for those who go the extra mile. And Myrtle Beach Golf Holiday. Myrtle Beach, the golf capital of the world. Coming up next on 970 ESPN and 106.3 FM.